This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes, walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
To another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. I want you part of the solution. It's the way we all win. We win when you pay attention. Ain't no other way to put it, seriously. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. 5563. Also, head up to the website, joemessina.com. Joemessina.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. Oh, no more poll. You guys were slow on the poll. Always took like a week, and then eventually you'd go crazy on it. So anyway, no more poll. But a lot of great stories up there you can be part of. You can comment on, give it a thumbs up, thumbs down. Head over to mypillow.com. Mike Lindell has made it easier for guys like me to pick up a few bucks, you know, on the air, because Facebook ain't helping us. And Twitter, everybody was all excited. Don't be so excited, because we're not getting much. We get good traction. Don't get me wrong. We don't get great traction. All right. If anything, you want to start heading over a lot. We're doing a lot now with Spreely TV. Check it out. It's all over the website, so you can go, you know, click on it. Head over there. They got a lot of great shows over there as well, and they're carrying our show too. So. Lots of ways to get the show, but check it out. Go to joemessina.com to get the information there. And then as far as Mike Lindell goes, you know, go to mypillow.com. At least there, you want to buy something, you know, he's brought prices way down, making it easier for people to be able to buy pillows, pillowcases, sheets, what do they call it, toppers, mattress toppers, towels, the whole nine yards. Just head over there, you know, wander around, put stuff in your basket. Then use your promo code Joe, and let's see what happens. Let's see if you know, you're going to be excited about it. Anyway, Brad Dacus is going to join us in a little bit. We're going to talk about some of the SCOTUS wins, what they really mean. And again, I have to ask him, because we're seeing it happen. What do you do when a state or an AG blows off a SCOTUS ruling? You know what I'm saying? Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. I mean, don't walk away. Stay close. All right, two crazy things going on. I started this with Dr. B in the last hour. But the CDC gave guidance for trans people to chest feed kids. Not thinking about any kind of, you know, health risks or anything like that. No. So the CDC and prevention official website published advice for trans and non-binary individuals on seeking guidance on how to chest feed their infants. And sections of Major Health Institute's guidance on breastfeeding contains information for those who have had much of their breasts removed in gender reassignment surgeries. However, several doctors criticized the guidance, not simply because the CDC appears to be guide biological men in how to breastfeed children, but because they claim the CDC has failed to gauge the risk posed to children drinking milk produced by chemicals. You there? You understand how many chemicals are used in gender reassignment surgery? See, you don't even talk. We've been told for years about keeping it organic, right? Getting away from chemicals, using less chemicals in our foods and such. And now all of a sudden, that's all been flushed. In the CDC website section on health equity considerations, you hear that? Health equity. What in God's creation is health equity? Why does it have to be health equity? Everybody walks into a clinic or a doctor's office or a hospital, should be treated the same. What's the problem here? Now, this is found under its infant and young child feeding toolkit. The center declares that transgender and non-binary gendered individuals may give birth and breastfeed or feed at the chest, also referred to as chest feeding. It's stated that the gender identity or expression of transgender individuals is different from the sex at birth, and that gender identity of non-binary gendered individuals does not fit nearly neatly into either man or woman. Yeah, I'm thoroughly confused already. I mean, really, think about it. They basically say, an entry covering breastfeeding for those who have undergone breast surgery. They're now calling it chest feeding because you don't have what it takes anymore. Right? They say yes to someone who asked the question, can a transgender parent who've had breast surgery still breastfeed? It's amazing the hoops that they go through. The shots required, the special nutritional needs. All these things that if you just left them alone, you would have been fine. And the other stuff here is think about something. They can no longer produce the milk they need to produce anymore. They didn't tell the girls that when they had the surgery, though. The article goes on to say they may need help with maximizing milk production, supplemented with pasteurized donor human milk or formula. Why don't we just create a science experiment here, right? Because that's what they've done. They may need shots, medication to induce lactation or avoiding medications that inhibit lactation. Again, leave it alone as God intended, as nature intended. You know, it's just amazing. Now, they even hint to the fact that this may apply to biological men who can produce their own breast milk by making hormone drugs, which mimic changes that happen to a biological woman's body during the late stage of pregnancy. So, in other words, if you take the right drugs, you might be able to produce enough milk, or milk period, to get that feeling of breastfeeding your child. We weren't made for that period. Don't see your hope. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Brad Dacus. Let's see what all this SCOTUS legal mumbo-jumbo means. Be right back.
Talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
That's fighting music, people. Joe Mazzita, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. You know, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. All right, let me just finish up the story real quick before I bring on my next guest. We're talking about the CDC, who now says, or gives you specific instructions, which is something out of a horror movie, that trans people can chest feed. Now, they're really not looking into what the issues could be, are, might be, could be. When you read the article, and the surgeons from the CDC or the doctors from the CDC who have spoken, they have this little thing where they kind of lower their voice. And they say, well, we have no idea what the long-term effects on the child will be if the parents are using all these off-label hormones, you know, drugs that are being used in a different purpose from what they were intended, then why would you suggest it happening? Why would you even put it out there for people to think about doing that kind of thing? Yeah, you can't trust the seed. I mean, the people we're supposed to trust for our health choices, we can't trust. But we already knew that. Anyway, Brad Dinkins joins me as he does every week. Always, I like talking with him about some of the legal, because, you know, the legal world has been pretty dull lately. I don't know what to say. But anyhow, Brad, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, PJI.org. Check them out during the break. And I don't know, Brad, you can't sue the CDC, can you?
Well, it's difficult. You have to have standing, and you have to, have a direct harm and an impact by an action of the CDC. So it is very problematic in that regard. But I will say this: it's extremely disturbing how liberal they are with the health and welfare, threatening the health and welfare of others, and not themselves. Especially when members of the CDC, we have found at times, have a heavy financial interest in pushing out drugs that are being produced by drug companies that they are either a part of or have a financial stake in. So I would be very concerned about this and willing to bet that there's someone probably to some degree that has a financial incentive. And I think we need to reform the CDC, frankly, to make sure that they no longer have any kind of a financial incentives when it comes to approving drugs, and protocols for the sake of the health and welfare of the American people relying on the CDC.
I totally agree with you. I mean, there should be no link anywhere. You look at Barbara, they were doing a piece on Barbara Feinstein over the weekend, and senator here in California, who probably doesn't even know she is around anymore. She is worth well over $200 million. When she went into Congress, when she went into the Senate from California, she was not worth anything of any substance. And, you know, you've got so many of those cases we can run down, one after the other, that once they get in there, they become wealthy. You cannot tell me that there's something else going on here.
Well, specifically, I happen to remember that when Feinstein was pushing to increase and double the size of Death Valley, which she did, and she pushed that through, it just so happened that her husband owned a large portion of that land that the government was going to be purchasing to doubling Death Valley. And frankly, I don't think Death Valley is really worth doubling as a national park. Personally, I don't know. I just don't dream about going there for vacation. So, yep. But anyway, so they cleaned up. She cleaned, her husband cleaned up with a lot of money. And of course, she benefited from that. And that's a classic, example of
and totally ignored by the media. You know, Pelosi, same thing with her. And yeah. they're worried about Trump's daughter, talking about one of her products or naming one of her products when he was president. That was a big deal back then. I'm sure she didn't make $200 million off it, but, whatever. Anyhow.
Yeah, so, I heard President Trump is one of the very few presidents in American history that actually had less money than when he came in.
Yep.
He really did sacrifice a lot personally to be president of the United States. Very opposite of Obama and others who just really struck it rich in who knows how many different ways once they became president and came into power.
Yeah. The man who said that $3 million was more than enough for anybody to ever have, to live later on in life. I think he's worth up over $40 million, plus the homes and such that he has. Just amazing to me. Anyhow, all right, sir. We had a very busy SCOTUS week last week, but in the interim, though, on July 4th, another win. But I don't know how much of a win. You're going to have to explain this one to me. Where a federal judge basically told Joe Biden that he and his cohorts can't go anywhere near, Twitter and Facebook and organizations, big tech organizations like that, and forced them to do anything. But they can still give directives out. They still can give alerts out, if you would, couldn't they?
Yeah, I'm not so sure about that. So the court, Judge Terry Doughty, the Western District of Louisiana, issued this this 4th of July ruling, and it was a judgment corresponding with a memorandum on ruling. The judge granted a preliminary injunction against a host of government agencies, including the White House, Surgeon General's Office, CDC, FBI,
wow.
NIAID, CISA, the State Department, barring them, in summary.
Did he list every one of those?
Yes, I believe he did. He was,
wow.
He listed all of them. And basically, barring them from contacting social media companies for the purpose of suppressing content posted on the platform that contains protected free speech. So it was a fantastic ruling. Here's what he ruled on page 154. He said, during the COVID-19 pandemic, a period perhaps best characterized by widespread doubt and uncertainty, the United States government seems to have assumed a role similar to an Orwellian, quote, ministry of truth, end quote. He also went on to say, and I think that was very well said, that if the allegations made by the plaintiff are true, the present case arguably involves the most massive attack against free speech in United States' history. The
wow.
plaintiffs are likely to succeed on the merits in establishing that the government has used its power to silence the opposition, end quote. This is not a minor. This is a major ruling, well-worded, well-thought-out, and he was, I think he was very impressed with the facts that were laid out to make the case. So I'm very hopeful that this will set some really fantastic case law permanently preventing this kind of outrageous tyranny by not just the Biden administration and his cohorts, that also future administrations are doing the same.
All right. Take a pause. We're going to be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show with Brad Dinkins. We'll be right back.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. USA News Update. The Justice Department's reviewing a federal court's decision to limit the Biden administration's communications with social media companies.
They're going to look into, evaluate our options.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the administration certainly disagrees with the ruling. Republican states have sued the administration, alleging it colluded with social media sites to censor conservative voices during the COVID pandemic and about elections. The Pentagon will make changes to how military personnel access classified information following a massive leak of top-secret documents earlier this year. An internal review of policies concluded the Defense Department should improve security posture and accountability measures. It determined, however, that it does not have a widespread issue with keeping its secrets safe. The review comes after a junior Air National Guardsman allegedly leaked hundreds of top-secret documents online. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
When Marimba River starts. We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't want to waste a whole bunch of time here. Let me bring on Brad Dakins, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, where we get our legal information, a great institution. I'll let him talk about the next segment about how you can help them, the great work that they're doing. So, Brad, we were talking about that federal judge that basically dropped a hammer on giving directives, if you would, from, and he listed all the agencies, which I think is great, FBI, DOJ, CIA, ABCDEFG, all of them, from being able to tell these. Well, and they really couldn't tell them to begin with. So his ruling must be to stop them from communicating with them, correct?
Oh, absolutely. That's exactly what it is. And, he said a number of things. But one thing he said was that the plaintiffs claim that the United States government through the White House, the numerous federal agencies pressured and encourage social media companies to suppress free speech.
Yep.
The defendants use meetings and communications with social media companies to pressure those companies to take down, reduce, and suppress the free speech of American citizens. He just spells it out, says it right as it is. I'm just
love it.
Very impressed. With
We need more judges like him. All right. Let's get to some of the SCOTUS rulings and truly what that means. You and I have talked about that once before, and I used to say, look, the rulings are great. Enforcement of them has got to be another trick altogether, but we'll hit that later on. So let's get back to some of your most and by the way, the left is going out of their mind right now. They're trying to – well, you got to have one to be out of, but anyway – trying to figure out how to maneuver this right now. So give me some of the most important ones you think. You won the religious liberty one with the mailman. Talk about that.
Yes. Yeah, that was a great case. Very, very pleased with the outcome of it. Many people don't understand, though, the breadth of it. Of course, it was a 6-3 decision. by the, you know, just as we expected. And it was a very monumental of a case because, you know, what we're talking about is a substantial, this was actually a unanimous opinion. This was unanimous, which made it very surprising for different reasons. But what it basically did, in the past, under Title VII, employers could say, look, I'm not going to accommodate you, religious person who wants to go to church or doesn't want to do this or do that, or help with an abortion in the medical hospital, a nurse. And they said, you know, and all they had to do in the past was just sort of show just more than an inconvenience. You know, it's more than a de minimis kind of a loss. That's it. And once they could show that, then they could justify firing and not tolerating the person of faith with religious convictions, sincere religious convictions. Well, now the court says, wait a minute. The language in the law says they can only do that if they can show an undue burden, not just mere de minimis, you know, inconvenience, more than that, but an actual undue burden. They said this amounts to substantial cost or expense to the company. That's what the employer has to show in order to not accommodate someone with sincere religious beliefs. Now, this was a case involving a postal worker,
right,
and he wanted to attend to church on Sunday and had no problem being accommodated in the past. But then the post office decided that the postal worker decided, well, we're going to actually be open on Sundays now. We're going to have a contract with, I think it was Amazon, and so we're going to require you to work on Sundays. And there was no effort, no consequential effort to accommodate him at all. And his pension was hanging in the balance. So they ruled very, very broadly. I knew it was going to be positive. I just didn't know how broad it was. Well, this decision was very broad by changing the standard outright to all employers across America, basically saying, unless you're just a real small employer, saying you've got to accommodate people of faith if they need to be accommodated. Unless you can show a real substantial expense or cost to you by not doing so. So this is a great decision. It's going to impact about 90 cases we have in litigation right now.
Wow.
Involving forced vaccines and people with religious convictions against taking it. A lot of them were fired or they've been punished, demeaned, demoral. And so we're taking this. This is going to be very, very helpful to those cases all across the country.
So,
we're
excited about it. Well, so and this will apply to both, not just a federal employer, because that's what that postal service is, a federal employer, but it'll apply to the private sector, correct?
Oh yeah, it applies to McDonald's. I think it applies to Nestle or Hershey's chocolate company. I mean, it applies to Budweiser Light, Bud Light.
Well, they're still around. Yeah, that's the.
I know. Yeah. So it's very, very broad, and it's going to have a huge earth-shattering effect for in a positive way for protecting people of faith from being so easily purged from intolerant or anti-faith employers or companies. It's also going to be able to help us with those cases dealing with employees involving pronouns. It's going to be, I think, very successful, significant there as well.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I can see the rollover there. So,
yeah.
Some of the left are going crazy that, you know, I guess what you were talking about earlier, where they only had to show a little bit of an inconvenience that got really came down about 50 years ago. And so they say, you know, whatever the Supreme Court comes down with, now they're changing things and they're changing the way they're thinking. And I'm going, no, actually, they're not changing the way they're thinking. They're righting them wrong. And again, as you and I have said in the past, the Supreme Court doesn't make law. What they should be doing is simply giving their opinion as to whether a law is constitutional or not. And if the left really wants to stick it to us and say, once they say, this is law, that's what it is. Well, then we need to go back all the way back to what, Dred Scott? I mean, sir, really? They can't overturn themselves on anything?
Right. And the great thing about this court and all these decisions are coming down with, it's not being fed, they're not being driven by some ideology or some agenda where they're twisting and turning the meaning of words. No, they are coming down with these decisions because they're going back to what is this law intended? What was it intended to mean and say? What was the Constitution in this clause intending to mean and say, original intent? They're fixing things back to the way it should have been originally, looking at original intent and proper strict construction interpretation of the word of the words and phrases. This is it's fantastic, not because of the impact. It's fantastic because the law is going to mean what it was intended to mean in the first place.
Right.
And those of us who are, you know, constitutional purists and, you know, and judicial restraint advocates, that's what we want. That's the end goal, and this court is giving it to us, and it's going to benefit everyone in the long run on both sides as we move forward.
Well, okay. And this is all good. I'm looking at the web designer. That was a great ruling that came down last week. Does that cover the – now, I got a little confused with this. Okay, first of all, does it cover the photographer, the baker, the web designer, the so forth and so on? And, you know, frankly, they came down to the side – did they come down to the side of this being an artistic freedom thing or religious freedom thing?
Yeah, that was interesting. It's actually – a free speech, so more artistic, expressive speech, and the court was very broad in the language that it used. That was what was so impressive. You know, they quoted the case, you know, out of West Virginia, you know, where the boy who was told that, you know, the Jehovah's Witness boy did not want to say the Pledge of Allegiance. The court said you can't compel children or people to say things they don't believe. So they said in the same way the government cannot compel business owners to say things and print things and express things for something they don't believe in, something that is against their conscience and what they think. It was a fantastic decision. In fact, last Friday after this, you know, they also in another case, it's Klein versus Oregon Bureau of Labor and Industries, the Supreme Court granted the certiorari and then vacated the lower court's judgment and remanded the case back down to the Oregon Court of Appeals for further consideration in light of the 303 Creative LLC versus Ennis, the decision we're just now talking about. And that case, the other case, involves the Sweet Cake Bakery.
All right, hold on. We've got to go for a break. I'll let you finish this up on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with the recent SCOTUS rulings and what they really mean to you. Be right back.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Back. Joe McKee, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with the 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Got a question? You can do that or send it to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, joins me. Always a pleasure to have him with me. And Brad, before we get rolling and yakking away and run out of time, tell people what PJI is, what they do, and how they can help you.
Yeah, Pacific Justice Institute, we're a nonprofit 501c3 legal defense organization. We uniquely, unlike any other organization, we have offices all over the country, 31 offices in 24 states. We do all our work without charge. And we're also unique in that we don't just cherry pick a few high profile cases. We work hard to try to make sure everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road when it comes to religious freedom, parental rights, the sanctity of human life. And I'd just like to let the audience also know that this coming Tuesday, we're going to be having a Zoom call. We're going to be talking about these Supreme Court cases even much more in depth that I think will be very interesting for the audience. And that's going to be at 2 p.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Pacific time. We're going to talk about Supreme Court decisions in a much deeper way and answering questions. And it's going to be very, very encouraging. And I think to the audiences, people want to participate and want to register, they can do that on our website, pji.org. We have a limited number, so it's pji.org, and it's free.
And they fill up, and they're very good. They're very informative. You know, people, a lot of you really don't understand what these laws mean or what these rulings mean, and whether they cover the whole country, a state, a certain area. Again, get informed. I always tell you that. Get informed. You should be surprised at how you can shut down some people if you just get some basic information. It's always amazing to me. All right. Hey, let's get back at it. Seriously, I'm having a good time with you here. I got some things I want to hit hard. We were talking about the SCOTUS ruling on the website stuff. And to your point, which is true because you're seeing it everywhere, it's, oh, my God, now they can discriminate against the LGBTQ community. They can discriminate against black couples just by simply saying it's their religious right. This couldn't be further from the truth, could it?
No, it's and first off, I don't know anyone who has religious beliefs that justify any kind of race-based discrimination.
Yep.
It certainly isn't Christian. It certainly isn't Jewish. I think that's a red herring. Now, the reality is, actually, it's not going to allow a restaurant owner to say, I'm not going to serve you because of my religious beliefs, or a shoe store to say, you know, get out of here, I'm not going to let you buy shoes. No, that's not what this is about. This ruling deals with expression and forcing people to express themselves in a way that's supportive of something that violates their faith, like an event, like, you know, a wedding. Now, for example, we have a case in Oregon involving a wonderful Christian couple. They have a barn on their property. In this barn, they host weddings. And they put it on, they decorate, they customize, you know, they do the whole thing. Well, they only want to do weddings with a man and a woman because that is their sincerely held religious beliefs. That's who they are. That's what they believe. We lost at the lower court. With this decision coming out, I'm very confident the Supreme Court is going to rule in favor of this Christian couple, and they will prevail. They should not have to put on an event on their own property that's clearly in violation of their conscience and forcing them to do things to express support for something that violates their conscience. So that's really what we're talking about here.
Well, that's great. I mean, seriously, it is great that you're making these things clear. People need to understand it. All this garbage being thrown at them online is exactly that. It's just garbage. All right. Affirmative action. Now, the minute this came down, you heard the lunatics on the left losing their minds over the fact that schools now would be only filled with white folks. Really?
Yeah, no, what it will be filled with is the most qualified, competent students will be occupying those positions at colleges and universities. That's what it means, irrespective of race. So actually you're going to see the biggest winner as far as ethnic groups are actually the Asian Americans. They have been more discriminated against than Caucasian students and wanting to attend college universities. And what does that mean for we the people? What that means is those going to med school and becoming brain surgeons, they're going to be the best, most competent, qualified brain surgeons that we can have.
Yep.
Because they will be admitted based upon their merits, their proven cognitive skills, diligence, academic qualifications. That is, we're going to have the best rocket scientists, the best engineers, the best psychiatrists, because they'll be admitted because of their competency and qualifications, and the society benefits from that. Not only does society benefit, though, but minority groups also benefit because, for example, an African-American makes it into to med school. Well, when they get out and they want to do brain surgery, the patient won't have to second guess and think, gosh, is this person really qualified? He probably got into med school because of his skin color. He may not even be competent.
And you know, and the sad part about it is that's exactly what a lot of people think. They think that, you know, and black professionals have addressed that. They don't like it either.
No, they don't. And those who achieve, they're because of their achievement. Like in law school, there was an African-American student. He was there. He could have gone to Harvard, Yale. He was there because of his merit, because of his qualifications. He wrote a whole article attacking this reverse discrimination, affirmative action, because he says basically it devalues his worth in the private sector. Everyone just assumes he went to this great law school because of his skin color. In reality, he earned every bit of attending
there. Well, and they're saying, well, you know, just the mere fact that you would even think that shows what a racist you are. And you go, no, it doesn't. It's because we've seen too much evidence of people coming out of these schools, going in, and coming out that have no business even going to college to begin with. And to your point earlier, all these Asian kids, look, I see it at the school board level, at a high school district level. You see the different ethnicities who view education differently. And I get it. I understand it. Some of it's cultural. But the Asian community is very, very, very much into education and how important education is, and they work hard at it. And yeah, there was no reason for them to be discriminated against.
Right. And, you know, like in the state of Texas, they dealt with it very well. They have a policy. They said whatever, no matter what high school you went to, if you're in the top 10% of your graduating class, you go into a University of Texas, one of the universities, high-end universities, you're admitted. So if a student is in a school district, like an inner city of Houston or Dallas, it's a pathetic public school system. If they work hard with what they've got and they're in the top 10%, they're given that opportunity. So there's ways of giving, ensuring equality of opportunity without looking at skin color that is really focusing on those who are working the hardest and doing the best with what they have. And so we don't have to look at skin color. Society's going to benefit. Minorities that are qualified are going to tremendously benefit because they will no longer have to worry about people second-guessing whether or not they earned that certificate on the wall and were really qualified.
Yeah.
It's a win-win for society and really for everyone who work hard and really wish to apply themselves and be treated in a fair and equal way.
Yeah, I so much agree. All right, let's talk about something that's happened and it's recent and it's weird. Justice Roberts actually came out and wrote a letter that was made public. Wrote about how disappointed he was in how the justices are actually vocally, openly, and publicly getting on each other and about how bad each other are. This is new. This is wrong. And it actually starts to tear away from the credibility of the justices, does it not?
Yeah, and I would say specifically Justice Sotomayor. She is the one who is not acting as a Supreme Court justice in her, both in terms of her opinions, what she said, very accusatory of the intentions and of the other justices that she does that don't agree with her radicalized leftist agenda. She's also, you know, many believe that it was one of her justices that leaked the information about the Dobbs decision that it resulted in the risk of health and safety and some of the other justices. She's someone who violates protocol and mutual respect, even when it comes to deliberating on cases. She's done this. So, she is the head of the spear, if you will, the tip of the spear, really, I think, of what Justice Roberts was talking about. She may be on the court for a few more years. Who knows? I project she'll be on, 4 to 6 more years. But that's been very problematic. And without question, the camaraderie of the Supreme Court has been dissolved by her and possibly by Justice Jackson if Jackson continues to follow Sotomayor's lead.
I mean, even Scalia and Ginsburg got along famously outside of the court. And she would constantly joke about his bad decisions without... He said, well, I don't care for his decisions, but he's a great guy. I love going out with him, kind of thing. So,
yeah,
all right.
Exactly.
We got to go. We're done. PJI.org, people, PJI.org. Head over there. Help them out because they're helping us out. They're helping you out and the causes you believe in. Be back in a little bit. Don't go far. A lot more with Joe Mancina on the Joe Mancina Show.